Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, today I want to bring you a teaching audio on David and Goliath. Yeah, everybody knows the story of David and Goliath. I've never really taught on it. I thought it was time. It came up in some recent conversations, facing giants, facing issues. So I want to talk about it. I'm going to read you a whole bunch of scripture, and I'm going to give you some key points at the end to ponder. So let's get through this. I hope you enjoy it. David and Goliath. Now, a little bit of groundwork. David was an Israelite, and he was just a young shepherd boy in the nation of Israel looking after the sheep of his father, Jesse. He had older brothers, so David was just a young boy. Goliath was a huge, we'll get to how big, warrior of the Philistines. Some say he was a hired hand. They're not for sure if he was a raised Philistine or just a hired war tool that was brought in. But the Philistines were an enemy of Israel, and the Philistines were known, they were ahead of the times and skilled at ironworking, so this made them fierce at making tools and weapons of war. And so, just a little bit of background, David and Goliath, two different nations, enemies opposed, David following the Most High God, Goliath, a pagan nation. So let's go and read from 1 Samuel 17. Starting with 3, we're going to read through verse 51. Ready? Here we go. And the Philistines stood on the mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. Okay, so let's stop right there. So it says he was a champion out of Gath. Some people said they brought him in as like a hired war man. His height was 6 cubits and a span. I did research based upon different translations. We don't know exactly how tall he was, but everybody says somewhere between 7 and 9.5 feet. So regardless of that, he was tall. A giant in his time. Most of the Israelites would have been about 5.5 feet. Yeah, big difference in height, right? Verse 5. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. Okay, once again, if you look it up in history of the weights that they were using, people differ on what it means, but on average, it's about 125 pounds. This guy was armed up with a lot of heavy armor. Verse 6, and he had greaves of brass upon his legs and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went before him. Okay, again, let's talk about his spear. Most people say his spear was probably about 10 feet tall, would have been taller than him. And they said it probably weighed in the range of 30 pounds with a big steel head on it. A fierce tool held in the hands of a mighty giant. Amen? Verse 8. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come to me. If he be able to fight me, and to kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, ye shall be our servants, and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give a man, that we may fight together. When Saul and all of Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now enters David, verse 12. And David was the son of the Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse. And he had 8 sons, and the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to battle. And the names of his 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab the firstborn, and the next Abinadab, and the 3rd Shammah. And David was the youngest, and the 3 eldest followed Saul. So David's 3 older brothers went off to war. David's the youngest, just a shepherd boy. Verse 15. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. And Jesse said unto David his son, take now for thy brethren an ephod of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp of thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. And now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up in the early morning and left the sheep with a keeper, and took and went as Jesse commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to fight, and shouted for battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage with the keeper of the carriage, and ran into the army, and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. And David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him, and they were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, "Have ye seen this man that is come up? Surely to defy Israel he has come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel." And David spoke to the men that stood by him, saying, "What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God?" And the people answered him after this manner, saying, "So shall it be done to the man that killeth him." And Elab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Elab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, "Why comest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the haughtiness of thy heart, for thou art come down that thou might see the battle." And David said, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" And he turned from him toward another, and spake after the same manner, and the people answered him again after the former matter. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul. And he sent for him. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth and a man of war, and he a man of war from his youth." And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep. There came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be one of them, seeing he hath defiled the armies of the living God." David said, "Moreover, the Lord delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He'll deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. He also armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, "I can't go with these, for I have not proved them." And he put them off. So check that out. Let's stop right there. David did not trust in the armor made by men because he wasn't used to using it. Who was David trusting in? The one Most High God. Isn't that awesome? Verse 40. And he took a staff in hand, and he chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag which he had, even a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. All right, so that was a common weapon back then, a sling, a slingshot. Did you know that a slingshot can hurl a rock over 100 miles an hour? Yep, and those men were very skilled with them, could aim them. They could kill animals for food, and they could kill animals that were trying to take down their flock. Yeah, slingshot. A deadly, deadly weapon. Verse 41. And the Philistine came on and drew near David. And the man that bare his shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. For he was but a youth and ruddy and a fair countenance. That means he was a little tiny child compared to this giant. Okay. Verse 43. And the Philistine said unto David, "Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves?" So a stave is like a stick or a rod, and shepherds would use that around their sheep to guide them, and also if they had to hit a wolf or a dog that was coming around to get their sheep, they would use that stave. So Goliath is mocking David, saying, "What am I, a dog? You're going to use a stick on me?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field." And then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. 46. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and I will take thine head from thee, and I will give it to the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose, he came and he drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the enemy to meet him, to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and he took thence a stone, and he slung it, and he smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face of the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine, and slew him. But there was no sword in David's hand. Therefore David ran, stood upon the Philistine, took his sword, drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, cut off his head wherewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. All right, so that's the end of our scripture reading. What an awesome, awesome account of David, this mighty young warrior. And I just want to cover, go back and read that sometime. I know sometimes it's hard to follow when someone's reading it, but go back and read it for yourself. I want to cover some key events that we see in this that we should not miss for the glory of God while we're living for Christ, okay? First one, David was young, but he had faith in God and he had a great boldness. Yeah, you see that? Yeah, great faith and great boldness. Number two, did you notice David's boldness? The brother said he was prideful. Yeah, I hear that all the time. If you're bold about the truth of God, people call you prideful because they're mad because you're not weak and timid and compromised in the truth like they are. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes the people of God get called prideful when we're lifting up the word of the Lord and the truth. How about this? David wasn't large and he wasn't physically strong, but he was mighty in the Lord. Yeah. Remember this, Jesus, the Bible says, was not an impressive man. Moses and Paul both had physical issues. But you know what? You make the Lord your strength, and none of that matters. Amen? How about this one? Goliath was much bigger than David could ever defeat on his own. But with faith in the Lord, he was able, by focusing on the Lord and the promises of the Lord, he was able to overcome that enemy because of what God could do through him. That's something you and I can remember as we are facing enemies. How about this? Goliath was proud and boastful. But you know what? He had a gap in his armor. Where was it? Yeah, he had like a metal helmet on and they had like face shields on and there was a gap right between his eyes, right where your brain is. And that rock hit him right there. And it really probably didn't kill him, knocked him unconscious. And then David finished him off for the glory of God. What does this tell us? We should never be proud and think we can't be taken down, right? Goliath was a proud, proud man. And we should never allow gaps in our armor. Today, we don't fight with physical armor. We fight with Ephesians 6 spiritual armor. Go read Ephesians 6 sometime. It talks about the spiritual armor. And we should not allow any gaps in our armor so that we won't fall like Goliath. How about this one? David had already had experiences defending sheep, looking after sheep as a shepherd, and he had battles over fierce beasts like lions and bears. So this tells us, first things first, we should have experience and battles before we take on such a giant as this. So this teaches us to be in the Word, to be in ministry, to be in our life, to be doing battles, whether they're real small and you build up to then you're ready to take on bigger battles. That makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah, I think it does. How about this one? David, using his understanding of God, he took his experience and his knowledge of God, put them together. It gave him wisdom to overcome a fierce, gigantic enemy. Yeah, it took wisdom to aim for that small gap right between his forehead. Think about that. If you hit Goliath on the shoulder or on the leg or on the arm, He just going to laugh at you. David hit him right where it could take him down in that gap. Yeah, David used experience, understanding, knowledge that gave him wisdom. Last note, I think you'll find this interesting. Did you notice David picked up 5 smooth stones? I wonder why he picked up 5 smooth stones. Do you think he wasn't confident he'd take them down with the first shot? We don't know for sure, but if we read 2 Samuel 21, it infers that Goliath had 4 brothers. Yeah, Goliath had 4 brothers and a couple more big like him. You know what kind of makes me wonder? Was David not prepared to take on the whole family? Yeah, it's good to be prepared even when you trust in the Lord. I think that is using wisdom. I hope, that's the points I got out of it. There's so much more, but I just wanted to cover those with you. I hope this account of David and that wicked Goliath help you see that while we today, I want to say this, we don't slay giants, we don't fight in physical wars. That was a different time, a different place. Jesus came and showed us how we're supposed to live and act and love our enemies and strive on in the word and spirit and truth. But you know what? We can still slay spiritual giants today. We can overcome huge obstacles of sin, evil, and large wicked enemies, whether it's government or organizations or gangs that come against us. We can overcome them all. How? Oh, we face them head on in faith in God. And you know what we do? We put on the tools that the Father's given us in His finished word. Go read Ephesians 6, the armor of God, and we stand for the glory of God, and we be not moved like young David. Hey, I hope that blessed you. Thanks for listening. Make sure you check out don'tperish.com and all our resources. Trying to add to it every day to encourage you. David and Goliath, what a story of a bold, mighty, young man of God. Hope that encourages all you, young, old, middle-aged people, that we can do mighty things in our Father if we keep our eyes on Christ and we walk in spirit and truth. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. Cling to the armor of God. Walk in the victory that's already ours through Christ Jesus. May God be praised.